I could have been an architect. I could have been a doctor. Been a good police detective looking for robbers.
Separately, George Benson and Al Jarreau are each formidable. Benson is one of the greatest jazz guitarists and an amazingly versatile musician. Jarreau happens to be the only vocalist in history to win Grammy Awards in the jazz, pop, and R&B categories. Together, these friends and label mates for more than three decades have finally collaborated artistically to create their new CD, Giving It Up. These two phenoms join us in our NPR West studios. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Before we even started taping, you guys started singing together.
The electricity in this room just a little while ago was George singing the bass line that I came up with for
Jill Scott's version.
Yeah, for Jill Scott's version of God Bless the Child. George starts saying, but I wasn't sure I recognized it, and then he stopped singing. But right on time, when it comes to for the verse, we both went,
them that's got.
You got it.
And we had those kind of moments,
yep,
where there was just this togetherness.
You have so many great songs on this album, but what song do you think that you changed the most when for this album? You know, because you have instrumental versions of songs with lyrics, lyrical versions of songs that were instrumentals. You know, how did you come up with the flow that allowed you to change things up?
That's a very interesting question. I don't know. I think we did it in a good way, the changes that we made in the songs, so that the songs are recognizable, but they got a different something happening on them that makes people go, "Ooh, that is breezing." But I didn't know somebody was singing. Is that Al?
All out of breath and out of time. Interpret reason the way he wanted to, you know, and he came back the next day. He said, "Well, I'll have some lyrics tomorrow." I said, "Wait a minute, you mean you don't have lyrics yet?" He said, "No, I'll have them tomorrow." And sure enough, he came in with some lyrics, and I left him alone. I said, "Well, Al is doing it his way, and that's what people want to hear, his interpretation of it, you know." So we left that alone.
Don't you know Bobby, you're reason. Don't you know Rodney, you're reason. Don't you know Bobby, you're reason.
I did his song. I hadn't paid any attention to it as an instrumental, and it's very difficult, you know, to take a song that's, especially with lyrics like as intriguing, I mean, as beautifully done and as meaningful as the lyrics on Morning Song, to turn that into an instrumental. I had to really think about that, and I said, well, the great thing that was captured on Al's original, it was sunshiny, fresh, something that, you know, wakes you up but gets the morning off to a good start. And that's as close as I could come.
What's your favorite moment that you had on stage together while you were touring?
Just being there, to tell you the truth, was new for us. We always knew that this was going to happen. We just didn't know when. And time flies by so fast. I'm glad we got a chance to do it at this point, because we still have all of that.
You still got it.
Wonderful energy that we've always had, and the freshness of our performance, and what we've learned over the years that helps make this, you know, makes it easier to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been an architect. I could have been a doctor. Been a good police detective looking for a robber. Flew solo to Shanghai. I'm fundamentally alone.
You mentioned Jill Scott, who you brought in on God Bless the Child, and you also got Paul McCartney involved.
Paul McCartney, that's a special one. Nobody called him.
Well, he heard that we were on the complex, on the grounds, and he heard that I was doing a record with Al, that he and I were doing a record together. So he had never met Al, but he liked Al, and so did his wife. He said that Al was his wife's favorite artist, so he had to meet him. So he came by to see me, to pay his respects, and to meet Al. And he stumbled into the studio out of the clear blue sky. We looked around, and I said, man, that looks like it is Paul, you know. And we were in the middle of a song.
Right.
It was playing on the speakers, and it suddenly dawned on me that, Paul, you know this song? Because I knew he did. He said, yeah, I know it. How about you doing this song? You want to sing something on this with us? What did he say, Al?
Bloody hell, can you believe that the cheek of this guy? I'm here doing my own record. He asked me to sing on his record.
He kept his promise. He said, well, I'm doing my own thing. He said, but if I get some time off, I'll come back. He did it because he loved me and Al. He said, George, I can do one take. And boy, did he tear that thing up. I said, not only did he know the song, I mean, he was deep inside it, you know.
Yeah.
His interpretation was really off the cuff, real,
yes.
Different.
Yeah.
It was almost like a miracle that happened.
Bring your sweet love, bring it on home to me, yeah.
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 I give you jewelry and money too.
Before I let you two gentlemen go, I just want you to do something for me. Give me one word about each other. Al, give me one word that sums up George for you.
One word?
One word.
Magnifique.
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 All right. All right, George, how would you describe your friend Al?
He's a phenomenon. That's what he is.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, I think you both are. Grammy-winning label mates George Benson and Al Jarreau have united for their first collaborative CD, Giving It Up. To hear music from the new project, log on to npr.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.